Sports in the Round returns from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network every Wednesday, 6 until 8. Joining us via the Paul Bunning Communications Hotline right now, the head coach of the Augustana University Vikings, Jerry Olszewski, joining us. Coach, thanks for your time tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
You know, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for the call, Brian.
Your team was picked to finish fourth overall and third in the South by the league's coaches. From what you've seen so far in fall camp, is that an accurate prediction?
You know, I think a lot of that stuff's based on what happened last year. You know, it's all new teams, even some new coaches in the league. And all we can see is what we do against each other. You know, that has no bearing on what other people are doing in their camps and how that's going to play out. I'm not a big proponent on preseason rankings. I'd rather see the rankings on week 11. That's a little more important.
Well, you're starting your third season there in Sioux Falls. When you started, how long did you think it would take to put all the pieces in place?
I gave myself a four-year plan. You know, when we got here, there were some needs that we had to address immediately that I saw. And Augustana is not really a heavy transfer school or junior college school. You know, Generally speaking, we have to, 95% of our kids are kids that we recruit, build up in the program, and get ready to play. So we knew we had some position needs that needed to be addressed and some depth that needed to be addressed, and I think we're well on our way. But with that said, 78 of our 103 players are sophomore or younger, so that tells you a little bit about the work that's been done here in the last 3 years.
Did you like the progress each year?
I have, you know, and there's truly been progress, you know, in that first spring that I got here, you know, that recruiting class, first of all, I got hired on right before Christmas, so that was a little tough cannon fodder recruiting on that year. But I thought our second year, last year's recruiting class, 2 years ago's recruiting class, both brought great benefit. I thought our spring balls improved both seasons, not this current spring ball, but two previous. I thought that we just had a great spring, and that led to us to play very competitive football last year and some games that we should have won and could have won, but you know, that's part of learning how to win and being there against the elite teams in our league. And then this spring, I thought we did the same thing. I thought we came out of spring better than we were game 11, you know, with the new people.
First games of the season, Coach, are always a bit of a crapshoot for coaches, players, fans, and heck, probably even us radio announcers, too. What are you expecting out of your team Saturday?
Well, you know, though we're a very young team, we got veterans in the right spot, guys that have played some snaps for us. You know, I think that we've put them through every situation that we can during fall camp of what could come up in a game and how we need to react to that. But, you know, we're going to go against a big, physical Bemidji football team that has done the same thing. They've prepared for, in the last 3 weeks, to play a football game, too. And that first game, you don't have, you know, the most recent film of their most current players and all those things to go with it. So, you know, when you say crapshoot, it is a little bit in first week. We rely so heavily on film study and teaching our kids the game the right way. So just like everybody else, I expect our team to play well. You know, that first game, you're always going to have some mistakes. You're always going to do some things that just time and repetition take care of. But, you know, 23 years in this business, you got to realize that that's going to happen, and don't panic over it, but rather coach over it and make sure that we get those things addressed in a quick manner so that there's successes, not failures.
Well, what about the Beavs? What are you expecting from Bemidji State?
You know, same type of team that I've seen on film. You know, if you watch them as the season went on, it's been 2 years ago since we played them, but, you know, Jeff Tesh is an excellent football coach. They're a disciplined football team. They're a well-coached football team. They're a big team, always have been, a big and physical football team. When you watch them on tape, you know, from really that Minnesota State game on, I thought that Bemidji played a lot better football as the end of the season came on. They got that tight win over Mary and then beat a Crookston team that they should have and a Minot team that they should have. You know, Duluth was a good ball club last year, but even in those last three, you know, lost a tight one to Cloud, lost a tight one to Moorhead, lost a tight one to Northern. So, you know, they're in every game. I don't think their record is indicative of the type of ball that's capable of Bemidji. So we're going to be ready for their best. I think it'll be a good football team. I think it'll be better than they were last year.
Well, this summer, the NCAA Division II governing body rebranded itself. The marketing statement used to be, I choose D2. Now it's D2, make it yours. In your mind, Coach, what makes D2 football what it is?
I think it's so special. You know, having been at the Division III level, both as a player and as a coach, and then been at the Division II level for three different stints as a coach, kids are playing for the right reasons. You know, they're serious about a degree program. They're serious about what life after football is going to be, but they also play a pretty darn high level of football. Some of them get paid to do that. But it's just, to me, Division II is that common ground middle place of we don't own their entire life like some Division I programs they do, and at the same time, it's a better brand of football than Division III, where you're getting still some of the elite athletes. And year in and year out, in our football league alone, you just look at the Northern Sun, we have NFL-caliber players running up and down the field. So it's a real blessing for me. I'm sure the other coaches in the league feel the same way, and I just think it's the best level of football out there. I really do, and for all the right reasons.
Very well put, Coach. Thanks for your time. We'll see you here at the Chet this Saturday.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Brian. Have a great night.